Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? Episode 231.
Hell yeah. This is the last time they're going to see us in blurry 720 vision. Or are we in 720
we
or 1080p?
We don't film in... How
many P's are we at?
720? That's like we'd be in like 1995. Oh. No, we film in 1080. It's period. Just like not. And also, I don't export it at like the highest quality it could be because then it would take like 3 hours for it to upload.
Oh, shit. So are we still going to look the same? We're getting new equipment.
No, it'll be better. We ordered new cameras and new lenses. And
very exciting.
I hope that they're good.
Well, the thing is, I thought like we both have Canon 80Ds right now, right? And so I thought that the body stays the same and the lenses are what you change out. But apparently the different bodies do different things. Who knew?
Well, I mean, mine's like 8 years old, I want to say.
Mine is very old. Yeah. Before this, I used to have the Rebel. Do you know how like all YouTubers had the Rebel?
Yeah. Well, and so this camera still works. And like, I feel like I'll still use it if I like want to go like take pictures or something. The newer ones just have like newer technologies and like even like the autofocus was different and like the just, I don't know, there's different stuff inside them. But I also didn't know that you were using the lens that came with yours.
Oh, sure am.
So that definitely,
sure am.
Those aren't usually
the one that
the best.
Was right in the package. Well, okay, so I do have an extra lens, but it's like the one I was telling you this last night, like I can't zoom in and out. So like, it's like better quality, but it's too close to my fucking face. I used to use it for my beauty channel. Jessie Styles, RIP queen.
Clever. No pun intended. The one we're getting actually is only a one, like you can't zoom either, but it's just like more zoomed out than.
I didn't know that.
No, but didn't you say that yours was a 50 millimeter one that you had?
Yes.
That's like really zoomed in. Like we're both using like 18 for the.
Got one. It.
Yeah. So we got a 24. So it'll be like a little more zoomed in, but like, I hope it looks good. Fingers crossed, guys.
I haven't even gotten it yet. It's supposed to come in tomorrow. So if Monday's episode still looks, you know, the same, just mind your business. Something went wrong in my delivery.
Then it is going to be the next episode.
It's coming soon.
And Jesse also is getting new lights.
I am. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to be a little bit bright. I don't know if you guys will be able to tell a difference, but.
The lighting won't look that different for you. I mean, yeah, it'll look better, but I think your color will look better because it'll
probably
give me more to work
it's
with.
It's so funny because I just did a setup tour on Patreon and I got bullied. I sure did.
Bullied
for my fire hazard
Understandably
setup.
So. You guys,
I'm sorry.
When I visited.
What am I supposed to do?
I walked in and I was like.
Well, the thing is like cords. I was saying this again to Lily. I'm like, the cords, things go in different directions. So the cords are obviously in different directions.
But then you just get longer ones or plug them into different spots.
More cords is the solution? Longer?
Longer ones. So then you aren't having to cross them like that. You can have them all like go together. I don't know. When I was there though, I did try and organize it and I did like a little bit because you had like some lights that were over here plugged in on the other side. I was like, logistically, this doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, because they all reach. I don't know. There was a bunch of IT people that wanted to come organize my cords and I'm like, go ahead.
She's also upgraded since because she used to have it was like a plastic like
TV dinner tables.
Oh my God. Yeah. It stressed me out so much.
I bought two extra tables because I used to have everything propped up on these shittiest TV dinner tables to the point that like my microphone would just start falling because like
and the monitor
just like what? Clamped to death.
My favorite though was after you got them, you're like, oh my God, why didn't I do this sooner? I'm like, I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know. These are literally both desks were like $30. Like
I
don't understand why I didn't do this forever ago. And then also I used to have my monitor propped up on a bunch of cigar boxes. But you know what? We're really moving on up.
Anyway, my setup tour is coming soon. I actually was inspired by yours too. I had been putting mine off because it was unorganized, but not the cords. That wasn't the problem. It was that I just have clothes everywhere.
Oh, got it. Well, I had been putting mine off just because of the TV dinner table things. And I... I just felt kind of embarrassed because I don't know what I'm doing. Like, technology wise, I was like trying to teach Alex because Alex wants to get back on YouTube and do kind of like a podcast, but just like he just wants to sit and talk basically. Mm-hmm. I was explaining to him because he has the same mixer we do from Mackie and stuff. Mm-hmm. They gave it to him. And he was like, how do you know how to do all of this? Like, this gives me so much anxiety. And I'm like, I don't know how to do anything. Like, I'm genuinely just like plugging things in and sitting down and hoping for the best.
I don't necessarily know how to do everything, but I think it's fun to figure it out. So I'm just a nerd.
You know what it is? I have zero, like genuinely zero time and zero will to like spend my free time up here organizing courts. You know, like, see, I'm not doing it.
And that's mind spawned from like back early when I was in like middle school and high school. I would be like figuring out how to like plug things into my TV and like software. It was because like I've always been very resourceful because I never, like, I couldn't afford to buy any of the stuff. So I'd be like, well, I'll just figure something out. And Google is free.
I haven't even seen anything spark, not once. So I think I'm good. I don't think anything's going to light on fire. Godspeed.
It's not like a fire hazard as much as it is just like a tripping hazard.
And you know what? This is kind of embarrassing. Most of the time throughout the episode, it's laying. So right now, my cord thing, I'm going to show you a picture of it. It's kind of diabolical. It's laying on the floor and I will just like have my feet on top of it. I'm just like playing footsies with the surge protector thing. I'm like, this may be too far.
I will say that I have a standing desk and it came with like a surge protector that like clamps on.
Are you doing that all day?
Well, and you can move it to different spots, but I had moved it to a certain part because I didn't want it like, so if I move it up and down, the cords can't stretch. So I needed it on like the bottom part so it doesn't move with the desk. And I didn't think about it. And it's like right where my feet are. And I'll accidentally flip the switch to turn it on and off and things will just turn off. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, oh, no. Well, that happens. You know, when my lights like sometimes turn off, that's why. Because I'm playing footsies with the tower. Yeah, this is too much. I'm feeling a little bit ashamed. We need to move on.
Anyway, hi, welcome, girlies.
Hello.
Interesting episode today. I told Jesse I'm a little disappointed.
Well, me too. Every time we talk about Michelle the bartender, I'm like, oh, shit's about to get crazy. Yeah. Like, we're about to either crack up, it's about to be wild. And this one's not wild,
no, Lily says. It's pretty anticlimactic. Like, I think on paper, when you hear the topic, it sounds wild. But then, like, you get into it and it's like, she actually didn't do anything wrong this time.
I'll be the judge of that. Thank you very much.
But it was funny because when I went to go over the doc that our researcher gave us, I clicked on the first video and it was like, video is not available, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, she deleted it? No, she didn't. We're just blocked and I forgot.
We're blocked.
Uh-huh.
I think she's one of the only people we've covered that has us blocked, right?
No.
Everybody else unblocked us. Rug Lady, CCR.
Joy Sparkles.
Oh, yeah. I guess I don't think about her often. There's probably a few more.
Me
anyway,
either. It used to be Becca would send me videos from her, like, just because she did something weird. And I'd go to click on it and be like, oh, nope. Sorry. Yeah. But yeah,
it's for the best.
It is.
But anyway, the reason why we are covering this is actually we gave Patreon six topics to choose from because there was so much this week and that wasn't even all of them. So
I was kind of relieved they didn't pick the other ones because
some of them
are
heavy. Yeah.
Well, not even just heavy, just like really involved.
Well, there is one that I feel like we do have to cover, and that's the I'm Alex.
That's what I don't want to cover.
Well, because we kind of have to. We covered all of the allegations. It's like we have to cover his response to it. It's been like a year, like 9 months or something.
We should cover it. You're right. But yeah, it's just
I feel like we
his
have
video
to.
It's
going
like
to be a lot.
2.5 hours, and it's also referencing things that I'm like, I don't even remember.
Right.
So it's just
going
to be a lot
of the doc.
Looking into it.
We'll get to that. Just bear with us. But yeah, that was one of the choices. There was a bunch of others, but yeah, they chose Michelle the bartender getting fired, actually by a landslide. And then the second topic is the bassinet company. And that one's just going to piss me off. So we'll save that for last because we can haha kiki with Michelle the bartender first and get in a semi-good mood.
Michelle the bartender. So you know that she works at a bar because
I know everything about her, actually.
She posts about where she works, which we've always said is like a choice.
She didn't just post about it. She used to have it in her bio. It would be like Uncle Jesse's Honky Tonk.
Like,
and
come
I'm like,
see
girl,
me
why
tonight.
Are you telling everyone?
Yeah, so it's called Uncle Jesse's.
She would tell people her schedule. And it's like, you have a child. Like, what's going on?
Well, I guess
on?
The child isn't at the bar, so.
We don't know that. No, but I'm just like, they could also, like, follow her home.
Well, Jesus. Okay.
Well, that's how they do it.
But
right?
Not anymore.
I mean, I don't know.
Because she's been fired.
So when I heard this, I was quite surprised. And the reason I was surprised is because I feel like they have forgiven her for so much. Like, I feel like she has not only shit-talked customers, she has probably brought some people that shouldn't have gone to the bar to the bar because she puts it on social media. I'm just guessing.
To play devil's advocate, she also then does bring people to the bar that
are spending
money.
Right? Totally.
So I think that they enjoyed that aspect. She gave them a lot of free promo. Yeah, no, when I heard that she was fired, I was like, oh, fuck, what did she do?
Because there's so much, like, my brain goes in 1,000 different directions. There's so many things she could have done because it's Michelle the Bartender. And if you don't already know, we have like 1 billion episodes on her in all sorts of sagas of her life that I highly recommend you watch, because honestly, covering Michelle has provided some of my favorite nuggets on this show, including but not limited to when her ex ran into the bush to hide from the police. That's one of my favorite moments.
He didn't think anything was wrong with what he did until the police told. I was like, is it not illegal to leave an 8-month-old baby at home alone? And they looked at each other and then they looked back at me and they were like, oh yes, highly illegal. And then he, when he heard that, he ran, he went into the house, went out the back door and hid in the bushes in the backyard.
Sorry, it's not funny, but oh my God, what? I picture it like to the level of like, he was hiding under the bed, but his feet were out, like hanging out.
He said, wait a second. Highly illegal, you say? To fucking run to the bushes.
So it's really not funny. I'm not laughing at the situation. Just the idea of him trying to hide as a grown man who is there with the police and thinks he's about to get away. Because I just picture his feet hanging out every time.
It's just, it's too much. The picture, the visual.
It was a very not funny situation, but just that aspect of it was just... chef's kiss. But
it was incredible.
Anyway, the last time we covered her, though, which is where my mind first went, because I'm like, oh no, has she like continued to spiral? Like, what's going on? Because she
what was it?
The weird like black magic, dark magic of the Super Bowl, and like, don't watch.
Wait,
the
what makes you
show.
Think it was black magic? Was it her popping her head in every 5 seconds
dark
saying
magic.
Black magic?
People warning us not to watch the halftime show at the very least. That there's like some black magic going on. If you don't believe in that, that's fine. I'm a Christian.
He is actually part of an elite group that does rituals and certain magic to counteract rituals and magic done by dark forces and the elite.
Black magic.
There's usually a layer of magic going on that you're not seeing. This man tells him
black
that there's
magic.
An important event coming up.
Shut up. Is this a parody? Like, what? Is she kidding?
The jump scares of Michelle the bartender.
Black magic. Black magic. Yeah, Michelle, we fucking get it. I mean, I think she is a Trump supporter, but it seemed like she was going very openly into the alt-right crazy
spiritual psychosis.
Yeah, I don't know. It was wild.
It was a lot. It was heavy.
So I was like, oh no, what has happened now? Is it something like that's still going down that road?
Oh, true.
But
yeah.
No, apparently it just has to do with like the management and like they're reconfiguring stuff and revamping the bar. And I guess they fired like she's not the only one that got fired.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
She does reveal something that's like a little scandalous, but like, I guess no one really cared, but we'll let her tell the story first.
She's such a great storyteller. I'm excited. Yeah.
Well,
I no longer work at Uncle Jesse's. I just found this out today. I got a call from the now former active owner, like the person that books all the bands.
Is she in Uncle
No.
Jesse's?
We thought this before too. This is her garage bar, because you can see her head's blocking right now.
Oh, damn.
But it says on the wall, it says Michelle's garage bar. I believe.
Oh.
Yeah, it's at Michelle's
bar. Oh my
bar.
God, I'm kind of jealous. It's spectacular.
Yeah, so, and that actually comes into play because people accuse her of stuff, but this is what she has set up just in her garage.
Then does the scheduling and the liquor orders and the beer orders and stocks the bar full of juices and make sure that we have everything that we need, and then also deals with the bands and writing all the checks and all that stuff. He has been let go. So here's what happened. There are three owners of Uncle Jesse's. Two of them decided that they didn't want the active owner to play that role anymore, to do that part. So they are cleaning house. Everybody that he hired, which is all the bartenders, he has to fire today. So we all got fired because they're hiring all new staff. They said that they're not making enough money. So this was their idea to revamp it. While I was on the phone with him, he told me that they said to tell TikTok not to bash them. I was like,
yeah, that'll work.
But y'all are firing me when I didn't do anything wrong. And he was like, yeah, I know. He was like, shoot, I don't know what I'm going to do. I just got off the phone with one of the other bartenders that got fired after me. And she was like, did you get fired too? And I said, yeah, girl. And she goes, so... none of us work this weekend.
Yeah, well,
like, so...
yep, that's what
this fired. Yeah.
I was planning on working there, and now I'm not. It just sucks.
She's like, well, what about next weekend? Oh man, no, that's sad. Obviously, I know. I was like, your job is awful.
Again, she didn't like this whole situation. She didn't do anything. Like we usually we'll shit on her, but I feel like it's like we have valid criticism. There's nothing. Yeah. She's just not the greatest storyteller. Silly.
Yeah, that's what it is.
We didn't have any notice of this. Like, I know that I don't rely on the bar money to be able to pay my bills, but so many other bartenders do. It also sucks because I had the schedule worked out perfectly for like when I get my son and it works for my ex and all that. You know, I wish them the best of luck. And yeah, I'm gonna be starting up a job search. So if y'all have any suggestions about where I should go work in Raleigh,
oh,
let me
brother.
It's like, which you know she's gonna document thoroughly.
Oh God, you had a chance to just do it right this time. Don't tell people where you get another job.
No.
Just in general for her safety. Like she is, I think is she still single or she's still with the guy
No. Oh, don't bring that up.
Oh God.
No, she's still with, I assume that's the same person.
Why can't I bring that up?
Because it grosses me out.
Oh, because then, okay. I was just like, is that like a taboo? Okay. No. Yeah. Valid.
She's still with the same person that she's been with, I guess, for over a year. And we will find out who that is shortly.
Well, I also just really quickly want to point out, it is interesting. She's saying she doesn't rely on this job to pay her bills.
Yeah, she relies on TikTok. So why does she do it? Because she needs material for TikTok, I think.
She has a job just for material for TikTok?
Well, because without the material, then she wouldn't make money on TikTok.
In order to like stay as Michelle the bartender, she has to be a bartender?
I think so.
You know what? That actually, yeah, that does kind of make sense. And then also, I guess any extra
money
is good.
One kind of relies on the other, I think.
Interesting. Okay.
So then people are immediately like, oh my God, did you actually just get fired because you did something crazy? Which, I mean, valid question.
Yeah, no, super valid question. But also this one comment on that TikTok says, wait till they lose more because people go to see you. And then she replies, this is what the active owner said. He was like, she brings in a lot of business and they don't care. So with like the shrugging emoji, which I mean, do you think she, I would bet she does.
I think she does.
Yeah, that makes sense.
She's responding to a comment that says, this makes no sense at all. Why would they fire the whole team?
There's a lot of speculation going on about why they would fire every bartender that we have. I know a lot more than I'm willing to tell you guys, but I am here to clear some things
yet.
Up. A lot of people think that you're always willing to tell us everything. The drama that I bring to the bar from the internet, but they've never cared about that. They knew exactly what they were getting into when they hired me, and yes, they fired every bartender. One of the owners has been bringing it up and pushing it and everything that they want. He wants to have Uncle Jesse's be more geared towards college kids, like be a college bar
instead of having us being centered around being a live music venue. She has a caption that pops up.
So if you're gonna revamp something, it makes sense to get rid of all of your staff, because you can't revamp something and come up with a whole different concept.
It says they wanted a younger staff.
Which, okay, I think it's weird that she's actually like defending them in this point, because I'm like, you can revamp somewhere without firing everyone.
I completely agree, but also is that, I'm not actually trying to be like funny. Is that like discrimination?
I don't know.
Like, you old hags, get out of here. It's like, what?
She points out the labor laws, because people are saying she should sue for wrongful termination or something. And I guess where they are, that's like not a thing that they can do.
Oh no, that doesn't sound right.
She shows like a screenshot of something, but I think, I don't know if it's because that like they're not salaried workers.
With all of your same staff. Here's what doesn't make sense to me. So you want to cater towards college students, right? So 77% of my followers females. 36% of my followers are between the ages of 18 and 24. College age.
That's not like, that's
not
the majority of your followers.
But she has millions. She has like 15 million followers.
Yeah, I guess. I just normally, like, for instance, when we're trying to talk to brands and be like, oh, majority of our followers are this, that, or the other, we're talking like 80, 90%.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help you save.
Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Yeah, but I mean, 30. In comparison, that's like 36% of her followers is way more than 100% of our followers.
If I eat 30% of a pizza, I'm still going to be hungry. Like, yeah, I don't know. No, I just think because, it's not.
But it, like, in comparison, I'm saying 36% of her followers is a shit ton more than 100% of all our followers.
You're right. You're right. It's just my nature to hate on Michelle. And I do apologize. I do have a bias here. All right. God. We'll continue.
It is a little weird. I'm like, we don't need to look at your analytics. I don't. Also, this isn't really like proof that you had those people all come into the bar. Like, they knew what. Whether you did or not. So I feel like you trying to show right. this as evidence is a little unnecessary, but I get it.
Anytime we had a fraternity or a sorority event, every single person that came in there knew who I was. I was taking pictures more than I was even bartending. It was like a meet and greet. Why would you fire me? When you want to cater towards college students.
Well, I'm like, you just said they know who you are. They didn't come in necessarily because of you.
Bro, why is she so fucking funny to me? Like, the way she describes things.
She doesn't
things,
even try. Like, she just says stuff. I'm just like, come on.
But, like, also her intensity, it's almost like a misplaced or, like, at the wrong time. She would do the same thing when she was talking about her ex-husband. Like, in random parts of the story, she would just hit you with that like intensity where she's staring at you and you think okay. She's like dropping this bomb. Yeah. And then I'm like, you spent this whole thing being like, well, I totally get why they did it, essentially. And now you're like, why would they fire me? It sounds like she's about to get into a villain speech. I don't get it. She's so funny.
Well, I think she gets like, just like she gets pissed off about comments that are criticizing her, I think she gets really gassed up by the ones that are like being nice. And I think a lot of people reacted to this like, that's ridiculous. Why would they fire you? You're probably bringing them so much business. And she's like, you're right. Yes.
Yeah. It gassed her up. I think that's what happened.
I don't even think they had to fire me. All they had to do was saying that they're changing it to a college bar and that, hey, the person that's been running this is no longer going to be running it. I would have been like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to put my 2 weeks in. It's a business decision at the end of the day.
Why? What? Wait, so she's saying
she wouldn't want to work at a college bar? I guess maybe because college kids don't tip
as well.
I'm
so confused now.
I don't know.
But she just said, why would you fire me? Here are my analytics, but I don't even want to work there anyway, so bye. Like, what? Like, that doesn't...
I'm confused why, like, being a college bar, aside from, I guess, just that college kids don't have as much money to spend, maybe, but, like, I don't know.
Oh, I mean, interesting tidbit she put in there, but she was going to quit anyway.
Yeah.
But the former active owner that called each of us individually and fired us on the phone, he did us a solid. You know what they were going to do? They were going to have us all just show up to our shifts and fire us as we showed up.
Oh, my God.
A lot of the bartenders that work there have other jobs, like other bartending jobs. So when you give them a couple days notice that, hey, you're not working this weekend here because you're fired, then they can have the opportunity to pick up other shifts at the other bars that they work at. I thought that was messed up. I was like, y'all, you weren't even gonna let us plan our weekend. Some people live like 45 minutes away from that bar, that bartend there. Good luck to them in their business. I kind of wanna watch and see how this goes. I don't think it's gonna work, but maybe it will.
I will say she isn't like bashing them.
No, she's not bashing them. Obviously, she's angry and for valid reason.
Yeah, no, I would expect her to be taking this much worse than she is.
That's a good point. Yeah, she could have easily crashed out on this one.
For
that,
sure.
That would have been
sure.
a classic Michelle moment.
She does keep posting. She doesn't crash out ever. But so someone said, you kind of did bring the drama. So I could see that aspect. But other than that, they fumbled hard. And she goes, I know I do bring drama, but I always get along with my coworkers and do my job to a T. So my employers always love me. Okay.
Well, you actually just said that there's been a few times that you've taken pictures more than you've bartended. So I don't know if that's doing
but
your
they
job
all came to see
tea,
her.
But I'll just say,
so,
yeah, I guess so.
But then someone said, you should open your own bar. It would be amazing. And she said, I'm going to explore some options.
I actually think that's a horrible idea. Only because I'm not like, if she wants to like start a business venture, power to her. But I'm just saying like her in particular, I feel like she needs someone that is like calling the shots and telling her like, hey, let's reel it in. Let's do this, that, and the other. Because if you don't do that to Michelle, that is going to be the biggest shit show. All the bartenders are going to be TikToking on the job. It's going to be a mess.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that though, because she might have someone. We'll find out in a little. Oh, and then people kept saying like, if they called you to come back, like, would you? And she said, there is no amount of money that could pay me to go back. That bridge is burned.
Uncle Jesse's honky-tonk Count your days.
So here's her addressing some of the comments she's been getting. This one specifically says, how can they make the active owner leave if he owns it too? And they don't have to give y'all 2 weeks since it's for no reason. And there isn't a question mark, but I assume that that was a question.
Based off the comments, there's still a lot of questions. You guys, first of all, I am not trying to ruin their business. This is not what I wanted. I really appreciated Uncle Jesse's in the year and a half that I spent with them. I really loved working there. I was happy. I am hurt. But that doesn't negate the fact that it's a business decision and it's not my business. I just wanted to let you guys know that I wasn't working there so that if you were planning on coming there to meet me, to let you know that I'm not going to be there.
Everybody turn around. I know you're on the way. Like, just pack okay. it up and go home. She's not going to be there.
Oh my God.
So I had to tell you, and I'm just being honest from the information that I know. Since there are three owners,
knows more.
All equally shared owners, two of them voted and the other one lost. So he is still part owner. The old active owner is still part owner. He just isn't getting paid a salary to run the bar. And for everybody saying that I should sue because it's wrongful termination, you guys, North Carolina is a right-to-work state. So they can fire you for any reason at any time. I've seen a lot of comments of people saying, oh, she was probably giving away free drinks and all this. You guys, I treat every single bar that I work behind as if I owned it. That's how I make decisions. If I'm like, I don't know what to do in this situation, what would I do if I owned it? That's the decision that I make. If I make a wrong decision, the bar owners always know that I was trying to do what is best for the business. I may not have made the right decision in that scenario. This has nothing to do with that anyway. I also see a lot of comments of people saying that they only got rid of 3 bartenders. She's lying. Just the problem bartenders they got rid of. I have talked to all of them. Gypsy, Joey, Jen, Katie, me. Marissa, like every single bartender that we had has been fired. Also, for anyone who didn't know, this bar that I'm in right now, this is my garage.
It's badass.
Yeah,
I love it.
Like, this is in my garage. I'm not at the bar that I was working at when I'm doing these videos.
Someone said, in quotes, don't believe everything you hear, is what Uncle Jesse's replied with on Facebook. I'm like, okay. And she says, okay, but we can believe what we see. So we shall see. Like, okay, are we just talking riddles now?
I don't know. That's literally her specialty. So yes, yeah. We are.
Then someone said, if everyone was fired, why are some of the bartenders still posting that they're there?
Oh, were they?
There's one that still says she has a job, I guess. And then Uncle Jesse is actually just posted, even though they have not posted Ooh. Since December. So it's like, convenient. But then someone else says, is all this drama a publicity stunt to get everyone to forget about all those weird conspiracy videos you posted a little while ago?
I'm dead. We will never forget, Queen.
No. But so this is the bartender. It's just music and it's like her dancing with a caption on screen. But it's me when I still have a job. Don't believe everything you see on the internet. And it's someone named Kinsley.
And then she hashtags Uncle Jesse honky tonk. So yeah. We already know what's going down.
Yeah. So
well, I will say,
just wants
and maybe
attention,
this is like kind of fucked up, but she's super, she yeah. looks really young.
Yeah.
So it's like if they're doing the college thing, they only want college age people.
They got rid of
she
the
looks
oldies.
Like she could be in college. You know, it's discriminatory. I absolutely believe that. Yeah. And we would be fired on the spot should we have worked there. Yeah. But that's what it seems like.
So this is the TikTok that is the first one that Uncle Jesse's had posted in like almost 4 months. And it looks like these are the remaining people working there. And it's 3 girls that all look very young and all look like they hit copy paste.
So they left the old looking men?
I think 2 of them are the owners. And then one of them is, I think it's only the one on the left, maybe.
Definitely that one on the left is an owner, isn't he?
I feel like that's the one that she's made TikToks with, though.
Oh, so if he was a bartender, he's older.
Yeah.
Why is he allowed to stay?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're all very young. They're all blonde, which is interesting.
I said it looks like they hit copy paste. It's giving management has a type.
Oh, yeah. People were writing in the comments, it's giving desperate. We want Michelle. I'm getting they don't like her popularity, so they got her fired vibes. Okay. How could you possibly tell them?
I don't know. It does seem odd that it's like, okay, well, now they're trying to take advantage of her fame now that she left. I'm like, that's weird. You didn't want to do it while she was there.
It's also not impossible. I'm not defending Uncle Jesse's honky tonk. I couldn't actually give a fuck. fuck less about them. But it could have been like, since they're revamping and since they're moving in another they're direction, that would make sense as to why they would start posting.
Yeah. And they have posted a few times since.
Yeah. So that makes sense. Anyway.
But most people are on Michelle's side. So I guess there was this girl. The video has since been deleted. I think her account has even been deleted. So I couldn't find the original and it's not really reposted anywhere.
No.
There's one TikTok I found that has a couple clips from her talking in it. And then I found another one where it's like explaining who she is. I guess she's just like someone that goes to the bar a lot. So this one I think has the clips.
That they were taking signs off the wall and taking them to her bar at home.
So this girl accused her of stealing the signs?
Stealing the signs and stealing alcohol, I guess. Not stealing the alcohol technically, because I'm like, I don't know what the order is here. Basically, spoiler alert, her boyfriend is the old active owner.
No.
She reveals that in one of her TikToks, but I don't know when it is, and I feel like we need to know that context.
That might be a big reason you got fired, actually.
No, I guess,
but I guess
they've known for a long time. So she says that that's, like, why would they just fire her now if they've known since, like, last April? Because I guess she's been with him for over a year now.
He's the one that makes her...
That's what... I assume so.
I didn't know that my body was able to do certain things that it can do. I have tried. I've read books. I don't even know how to say this. Dang it. Okay, I got it. You know how what you do with bath toys, like that? You know what you call that? I thought it was him, actually. And I was like, oh, did you? He goes, no. I could not believe it. I was so shocked.
Interesting.
But anyway, the accusation is one that she like steals signs off the wall, and that's why this account is like trying to like catch her in a lie. But then also so this account that's reposting is trying to be like, she's lying, which like who cares? Go away.
That Michelle's lying?
Yeah. So I guess the girl had said, like, accused her of stealing signs and putting them in her garage bar, and then also accuses her of like having the boyfriend order extra alcohol and then give it to her, where it's like, how would you know that?
But it's also his business. Exactly. So how would that make sense?
Seems
for him?
Weird. The accusations seem like bullshit. This account is trying to like catch her in a lie. So it showed her saying, like, how cute is this sign? My boyfriend gave it to me, implying that like the boyfriend who is the owner of the bar took it from the bar and gave it to her. And
I'm
like,
dead.
That's not
oh
even
my God.
No. And there's one more clip in here of the girl accusing her of something, I think.
If you're someone who brings in as much business and customers as you like to think that you do, you need to think that there's probably a legitimate reason why you were let go.
So basically, this girl, I think she's just making shit up.
Does she live in the town that Michelle bartends in?
Apparently, she's a regular at the bar.
Oh, that. Okay, so that's it. I'm like, why does she feel so inclined to weigh in on this? Did she like catch her stealing the signs? Like,
exactly.
Is that why she feels so upset?
In response to that, Michelle was pissed.
Yeah, I bet.
So here's her defending herself, because she is not happy at these accusations.
This is for all the people that want to hop on the internet and speak on shit that they have no clue about.
Her after she watches this podcast.
Defamation cases. I'm coming for you, bitches. I am. Because this is bullshit. What bar would want to hire somebody who thinks that they were stealing liquor bottles to stock their own bar and taking shit off of the walls to put on my walls? You better have receipts if you're going to make some allegations, like, because you already know I'm here with them. Okay. This is a screenshot of a video. I did this video on May 8th. My garage bar did not start getting built until June of the month after this video was taken. Fact check me, go back. And here's the next picture of all the, I already owned all of this liquor. Here are all the receipts from the ABC store, because I write them off. Because this is a business expense. Did you guys know that bars pay more per bottle for a bottle of liquor than we do, like normal civilians? Yeah, and if I can write it off, why would I have anybody else buy my liquor? And I also have the bank statements to match all of these. So try me, bitch. And
oh shit, she's so, I mean, I get it. Like, if the girl's fucking lying and suggesting, because she's also gonna try to look for another job as a bartender. Yeah. And if you have those kind of rumors circulating, yeah, that's annoying as fuck. Yeah. I would be pissed.
And I think it's weird. It's like, why would she steal signs and stuff that then she has in public videos that would be very clear that she stole them?
Yes, but also, like, signs are such a noticeable thing to steal that it's actually insane to imply that. Like, the owner goes to the bathroom bathroom and their Busch Light sign is no longer there. That's like, obviously, like,
not only would she have the signs in her video, but then, yeah, there would just be like missing holes on the wall where they were in the bar. So, like, none of that really
every
makes
time
sense.
Michelle works, another sign goes missing. Like, yeah, that
it's
makes
just
zero
empty
sense
by the time she gets fired.
And then the alcohol bottles, I think that's also weird because I feel like
it's not that much.
There's like inventory in bars, like, you can't just even like over pouring, they could get clocked for that.
Well,
so,
I
it's
mean,
like,
also, it's like just she doesn't have that much alcohol, like,
right?
Like,
right,
she
yeah
makes it. I think she probably makes a lot of money on TikTok, so I'm like, why she can't afford a cup? Like, it's not that much.
Her excuse, though, that bars pay more
that I thought
for
was
a bottle
weird
of
I
liquor
mean
than us, that doesn't make sense.
I don't really,
I mean,
I'm
it,
like,
it might be true,
it
I
might
know,
be,
sure
but
about
also,
it
like, why wouldn't you then just go buy it?
Just go to the store,
exactly. Like, that
yeah
feels like there's a
go
loophole
to the store
there
and buy a few,
but
yeah,
I don't know. If someone knows about the bartending industry, please let us know.
Let us know, yeah, because that's
curious,
bizarre.
Yeah.
Y'all got me fucked up. This is a Busch Light light-up sign that I bought from Temu. That Guinness thing,
Temu,
that Busch Light sign. This Busch
really
Light
likes
sign.
Busch Light.
This, it's 5 o'clock somewhere sign. With my own money, I bought this many store and pours. I kept one of each color in my bar, and I donated the rest of them to the other, to the bar. You got this sign. You got 48.
So not only is she
spouts,
not stealing, but she's giving
sign,
them
this
stuff.
This sign. There's a sign down there. Those are the lights that go on my dartboard. 48 more pour spouts. These signs. I also bought all of these signs from Amazon. Oh, look. And more signs that I bought off Amazon. And here's some more. And just a couple more in case those weren't enough.
A lot
for
of
you
signs.
Or
Jesus
if you've ever
Christ
worked at a bar before, all you have to do is ask your liquor reps or beer reps for some free stuff. And they'll give it to you. So much of this stuff has come from beer and liquor reps. I won that at a silent auction.
The one off camera that no one can see.
It's just the most random sign. And this one, I know everybody's gonna be asking about this one. I won that in auction. So don't even freaking start with me.
She's very unapologetically herself. I gotta give her that.
She really is. And, you know, sometimes her oversharing is like absolutely insane and uncalled for. This is like a fun moment.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I like this. You know what I mean? Get into it, queen. Go off. I'm on your side.
It's a rare W for Michelle.
It is. It is. We've been having those lately.
Yeah.
At the bar with a drill, just taking stuff off of the walls to put on. Like, don't you think that the walls would be like bare in that spot? Wouldn't that, it would be obvious, right?
The facial expression.
Bro, why is she so unintentionally funny to me?
I don't know, but it's great. She is, I guess, threatening to sue that girl for defamation, which I'm like, I don't know if that's really a great use of your money, girly, but okay, you can try. Like,
well,
yeah,
especially
it is
if she
a
already
lie,
took
but,
it
like,
down.
I don't think it was really, yeah. I don't think you have, you can prove the damages.
I would definitely, though, if I was Michelle, I would be pissed. I get why she was pissed. Even with Michelle, it's like, let's say you just hate her. Like, I understand there are valid reasons to not like Michelle on the internet and not want to consume her content. And we have discussed those at length. Making up a story, and we've said this so many times, if somebody has valid reasons, why are you making up a story? This
exactly
is so stupid.
Like, why? If you already have stuff to criticize, you making up
focus
new
on that
fake stuff is just going to make everything
bullshit
not seem legit.
Right, right. Because now people are going to see this situation and then they're going to be assuming that like everything that's said about her online is a lie type of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, no, she's exploited her child and she has kind of put her family in danger for X, Y, and Z reasons.
I gotta say,
there's a lot there.
Like, one thing Michelle has not ever been guilty of is lying.
No, no, just oversharing.
Yes, I'm like,
but not
giving
lying
too much of the truth is the problem. Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Branch Basics.
Branch Basics have quickly become my favorite cleaning products because not only do they clean super well, but their ingredients are amazing.
Yeah, most people actually don't realize that most cleaning products are filled with harsh chemicals that do more harm than good, like having synthetic fragrances, parabens, and just all the bad stuff that you don't want to be inhaling.
And especially if you have a family or pets and you're trying to clean your kid's table or something that's close to something your dog touches, like, it could be nerve-wracking to use like really harsh chemicals because you don't know how they'll react. But that's where Branch Basics comes in.
And it's super simple. They have this premium starter kit that replaces dozens of kind of cleaners because it all comes from just one powerful plant and mineral-based concentrate.
Yeah, and that concentrate has no synthetic fragrances, no harsh chemicals, just good, effective cleaning that's safe for babies, pets, and the planet.
And it's better for your wallet too, because one concentrate actually ends up equaling 13 different refills. So say goodbye to your toxic products. And actually, our listeners right now get 15% off the premium starter kit if you use the code DW WKT at branchbasics.com.
That's 15% off your new Branch Basics premium starter kit at branchbasics.com using promo code DWKT. And thank you so much to Branch Basics for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. So this next TikTok is her responding to people that were not basically saying, you're lying, you're the only person.
It's not actually her responding to it. I think it's, oh, it's our not? Researcher is just like implying, like, I think this is her way of being look, I'm not the only one.
So we are hanging out. This is Katie.
Hi.
Yes, this is Katie. She was one of the other ones. There are more than just me and her that got let go. Gypsy, we wish you were here because Gypsy was one of the other ones.
They did hire
two of the older bartenders back, and that's all I have to say about that. I got to tell you this story, though. So she calls me after I did the video. She got out of the shower and saw it and was like, let me just call her real fast. And, okay, let me come in the other side.
Oh, my God. Huh? She's drunk.
So she's like, let me just call her and see what she wants, see if she wants to hang out. So she calls me. I answer the phone. I'm like, hey, what's up, girl? I thought she saw my video, right? Then she's like, I forgot my train of thought.
Oh, my God.
She goes, hey, do you want to, like, day drink or something? And I'm like, yes, girl. I'm like, okay, meet me up at this place that I usually go to. So she meets me up there, and she's sitting there talking. And she's like, we are bartenders. Like, I could hustle this dude right next to me right now for $100
what?
If I wanted to.
There's no point to the story, and it's just
and
so
he's
weird.
Ordering his to-go food from the bartender, and she looks over, and she's like, you didn't order me nothing? And he goes, oh, baby, get you what you want. She was smile doing this.
Does that usually work
for her? And
then
he goes, did I say something wrong? I was like, no, you literally just proved your point.
Just squints.
And he was like, well, you can get you something too. And I was like, no. We didn't order anything from the guy. But he was like, next time you guys need to order something. Anyway, so we're
That was the extent of the story. That was it. Literally, it was
Wait,
no
where
point.
Did the hustling for $100 come in?
I don't know.
And why does them being bartenders, well, technically you're not bartenders right now. You're not practicing.
Oh my God. I guess the implication is that, like, because they, like, know what people at bars are like, they know how to, like, get free drinks.
Take advantage
people.
Of drunk people?
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
That's kind of fucked up.
This is such a not funny story, though.
Thanks for sharing, Michelle.
Yeah, that was it. And now we have her going, and, you know, she didn't really want to talk about this anymore. Well, plot
twist.
She will.
Don't worry about it.
Here's her full explanation.
Y'all want the tea? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you, all of it.
Great.
All right. I'm going to tell
you
everything.
I knew it. I knew you'd do it.
Originally, I did not want to make this video. I don't want to give that place any more publicity. But as I scroll on my For You page, it's like every third video is about me. And everybody wants to have some new tea.
I was looking for that other girl's video. Even when you search Michelle the bartender fired, there are not that many videos that pop up.
Well, the thing that you have to understand, Michelle, is that it's catered to you. So if you're looking up shit, she was probably looking up Uncle Jesse and, like, the hunky dog. She wanted to see people talking about it. And so her FYP served that to her. So the fact that she's like, this is all everyone's talking about. It's like,
but the fact that when I searched Michelle the bartender fired, it literally maybe 10 videos.
It's just like
maybe.
Three videos.
Clout chase and get all these views. And I'm just so sick of it. So you know what I'm doing? I'm a clout chase myself. And I'm going to give you the tea because everyone's going to come on here and slander my name and be like, well, you're not fired for no reason. So I'm going to tell you and you can make your own decisions about why you think I was fired. One of the videos that I came across on my For You page was a video by a server named Maddie Marotta. I met her when I worked back at Tubuck. I'm going to tag her below. But girl, you inspired me to make this video. I'm not going
to
say any.
We don't have to watch that girl's video because it doesn't really say anything. But it's her defending Michelle. And it's her being like, you know, a lot of people on the internet don't like Michelle. They think she shares too much. Girl, I think you should share more.
Like, oh, my God.
Oh,
and
no.
She used to work with her? She said at $2. That's the last
place. So it was
like
her other bar.
At.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was funny because I'm like, oh, of course it inspired her to share more.
Yeah. She's like, actually, I will.
She has a diagram, too.
The business. A was the former active owner. The now active owners is a married couple. We'll call B the husband and C the wife. And then D is an investor. Really, C hired me. She saw that I was leaving Tubuck because I was moving to Raleigh. I did not get fired from Tubuck. I gave them a month's notice that I was leaving, and they let me work out the entire month's notice. One of our beer reps at Tubuck, when I was leaving, knew C. And she gave me C's number, and C said that I should come work with them because I'd fit in perfectly. So that's how I got the job. Then I met A. A
I'm lost
had
already.
To approve C's decision before it was final. So C hired me, but then A just approved it. Right after I kicked my ex-husband out last year, me and A started bonding over the fact that we were going through the same type of situation.
She was
going to
say boinking.
And we realized that we had a lot in common. And it was never like that until it kind of was. So yes, A and I are together. We've been together for a year and 2 months now. And C found out about it last April. So they have known about A and I's relationship for almost a year. It doesn't make sense why they wouldn't have fired me then when they found out. C told me that she didn't think that A would let our relationship affect work, and it hasn't. Nobody has any proof. Nobody's ever seen us kiss. Nobody's ever seen us hold hands. Nobody's ever seen us do anything. You wouldn't be able to prove it if you tried.
I have to say, hats off to Michelle for keeping a secret for that long.
Yeah, yeah.
Very impressive.
We knew that she was with someone. But yes, we didn't know who it was with.
For her not to reveal that she's dating her boss, technically, that's a big step.
That is big.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to say that I get special privilege. Absolutely not.
It says, I'm not talking about the people that worked there because they know I didn't. I'm talking about the internet. Oh, they're assuming because of TikTok she got special privileges, yeah. Not because she was dating A. Now it's going to be because of both of those that people are saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That she got special attention.
If anything, I'm held to a higher standard because of that. Imagine if I tried to call out sick when I wasn't actually sick. A wouldn't know if that was true or not. Everyone wants to say that A would give me the best shifts. I have had Friday and Saturday night there since I started in October.
No, she actually is talking about people knowing that they're dating, which I'm confused then if she just revealed it, if someone else revealed it.
So she's talking about people accusing her of having special privileges because she's dating her boss, but no one up until this moment even knew that. So then...
Unless I don't know if someone else revealed it first. Maybe that girl did, but I don't know how she would know.
The one that was walking and she seemed to just be kind of throwing things out there.
Back in December, I did a video about an employee and her boyfriend. In the video, I didn't say any names. Nobody would even know that it was about her and her boyfriend unless...
It says, I made it sound like they were some random customers. This is my thing with Michelle, though. Like, you know that they're going to know it's about them. It doesn't matter if other people know it. The people you're talking about would know it.
And that's what all the comments say.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times. Or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months. Or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan. Number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
That's like so fun. And she's done this with customers and stuff too.
Yeah.
Where she'll like give like just enough identifying information where like that person will know it's about them. And it's based off a real person. It's like, well, maybe we don't do that on your platform because it's just unfair morally to the person you're talking about.
So she has some responses to people saying that, but we'll get to those after.
And I mean, listen, I totally understand telling a story on the internet. Okay, girl, if something crazy happens and you want to tell it, I get it. But I didn't work at any of the places I talked about or like still work at any of the places that I spoke about. It was like post talking about it. I don't know. It's interesting.
I could not imagine doing that.
No.
How do I say this without outing what video it was? I didn't paint her in a bad light. It was mostly him. But since she's with him and that's her man, she had to defend that. And I respect that. So she sends this really long text message to me, A, and C saying that she would never work beside me again. She called me a bully. I was like, I'm really sorry. I didn't realize that you felt that way. I have always genuinely liked you. She said that I was painting them in a bad light. C was like, I'm not going to tell anybody what to post on their social media, but maybe, Michelle, maybe you could take the video down. And I'm like, no. Like, maybe that was mean of me to not take it down, but nobody knew it was her.
She did.
Yeah, she obviously did. And it's about her relationship. I don't know what she's talking about or what she's referring to or what she even said in the TikTok, but it was obviously bad enough to make her upset.
She says she has since deleted it now, but she didn't delete it when she was asked to.
A little late there, girl.
Yeah.
Also, I stand by all that I said. I was like, In the text message back to her, I was like, girl, from what I saw in that situation, I witnessed it. You deserve to be treated like the queen that you are. And I felt like she was
I felt like shaming you on the internet. What about
she was shaming, I guess she was shaming the boyfriend, not the girl. So she's like, well, it was true.
Well, the thing is, if you're actively, even if you're not naming names, but you're like, oh my God, this happened and that girl deserves so much better. And then she's like staying in that relationship. Yeah, then you are awkward. Basically yeah. Telling her that she's like dumb for not leaving. So it's her intentions might've been different, but like if someone, especially someone you work with is like, hey, that's fucked up. Take it down.
Well, it's like, I mean, her intentions were to get like views on TikTok. It's not like she was like trying to like intervene in their relationship.
Respected right in front of me by her man. But maybe it was just because he had had some alcohol. I don't know. So she pretty much quit because she said she'd never work beside me again. But she was also taking out off a bunch of time to study for some test and wouldn't be able to work again till sometime in February. Plus, she really couldn't work that often anyway. C started acting very standoffish to me, started treating me differently. And I'm like, oh my God. And for the past a little over a year, B has been pushing to make that bar be more geared towards college students because that's what he thinks, where he thinks the money is. He wanted a younger staff, as you guys can see what the staff pictures look like, right? So on this past Tuesday, the day after St. Patrick's Day, all the owners had a meeting. C was not at the meeting. Right after the meeting, I get a text message from A, and it says, I have some interesting news for the bar. And I was like, oh, can't wait to hear about it. He's like, I'll call you in a little bit. So I'm the first person that he calls, and he fires me. Like, I was just like, wait, so am I fired?
What? So your boyfriend,
yep.
whom you presumably live with, mm-hmm. yep. I mean, I feel like they're like very serious, mm-hmm. said, I have some interesting news about the bar
plot
and then
twist.
Called you and fired you.
You're fired.
Literally, I'd be like, why did you just do that? That's really fucked up.
Well, I mean, it's not his decision, I guess. It's that he got voted. He got outvoted because there's three
no,
people.
No, I understand yeah. that. But like,
tell her.
Just the sheer, like, the text message.
Yeah, tell her in person.
I'm trying to think of how it would be relayed to me, but it would literally probably just be like, call me. Like, it would just be like a thing that's like,
well, that he did actually tell her
not,
on the phone.
Interesting news.
But yeah, the prelude to it was a little interesting.
Yeah, no, and then, dude, it, like, got her excited. So it's like, she thought they were going to expand.
Ooh, can't wait. Are we calling it Michelle's now?
I have to fire everybody. He did. He did fire everybody. He told.
And then there's a caption. It says, except for one of the 21-year-old girls that I recently trained because she was hired by C and had only worked two shifts.
The person that works there and fired them all. That girl that was an employee that hadn't worked since December, she was not technically employed, so she never got fired. That bar started receiving a lot of hate on the internet and turned the comments off.
So the one that left because of her is working there again now? Is that what she's implying?
To be honest, I can't keep track. I have no idea.
I don't know. Whatever she just said was a contradiction, but I think that means that's one of the other girls that's working there now, of those three that we saw.
And turned the comments off on their Instagram and their Facebook. I don't know if they got with Google to like get reviews taken down. I'm not really sure. But they probably saw something about an age discrimination lawsuit. You have to be over 40 in order to file an age
really?
Discrimination lawsuit. And so guess who got hired back? The two that were over 40.
Oh.
And that girl that was done taking her test or whatever, she is now working back there too. This is just my personal opinion because I don't know.
That is kind of crazy. If that's true.
First of all, I didn't know that you have to be over 40. That seems kind of crazy because it's like, well, if they're still discriminating you because you're over 30. Like,
right.
That's crazy.
But I think part of the reason they hired those two older bartenders back was to ease some of the blowback from all the negative social media hate. But that did make me look really stupid.
Honestly, no. It sounds like they did it to avoid a lawsuit.
Yeah, it would be a lot more than just hate. It would be if they wanted to pursue that would be bad.
Yeah,
and especially that all of their new employees are these like perfect little blonde girls. Like, no.
But of course, it was the two men that.
Right.
I can say for a fact that I have never stolen from there. I would never steal from there.
I believe you, girl.
I rang everybody in for everything that they were supposed to have on their tab. I never called out. The only time that I ever didn't show up for two weekend shifts was I was deathly ill. Like, I was on my deathbed and I had to go to urgent care and get some breathing treatment. I could not breathe. A was worried about me and he knew that it was true. I realized that some people may not have liked me or liked working with me, and that's okay. But I appreciate the fact that they made it work because they had to. You know how when you don't like working with somebody, but you have to share tips with them, how you just sort of like, you like them in moments, but you're just like, meh, I never would hang out with that person outside of work. Do you know what I mean? But I can say, if you were one of the people that was spreading misinformation and lies and defamating my character, I am defamating coming after you.
If you are defecating on my character, I'm going to be super defamating. Pissed.
I'm like, oh, I don't know. That's right, girl. You're so close.
I feel you, girl. I do be missing the words constantly, okay? I always find it really, like, interesting in moments like this where, like, you just lost your job. Like, don't maybe start a defamation case. They're wildly hard to prove. And also, if she already deleted the post and it didn't really, I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. I'm like, I don't really know if that's worth your money, girl. Like, you're just going to...
No, especially now. Yeah. Like, you're just lost a source of income. Exactly. Like, I just really wouldn't go that route. Yeah. But you know, I feel the passion and I understand it. Yeah, it's so exhausting. And it's like, by the time you even reach any sort of resolution or decision, yeah, it's like, okay, well, I'm tired now.
So then in the comments, she says that her and A are still together. He was blindsided by all of this and was outvoted by the two other owners in being the person who gets paid a salary to run the bar. So basically it's like he was running it as like the manager as well.
Okay.
But he is still an owner. So he's just not like day to day running it, but he's still like on the back end.
So he doesn't get an additional salary. He just probably gets whatever the split was.
Yeah. Then she says, also, I took the video down because I just outed who it was about, but I never planned on doing that. So I guess of the girl, but we don't know. A lot of people said what we were saying earlier. It's like, well, if they knew, then like, that's so awkward. And someone says, your skits affected the work environment. You admitted it's based on her. The bosses knew, she knew, and you refused to remove it. You created a hostile workplace very unnecessarily. And she said, yeah, I probably should have taken it down, but everything happens for a reason and I don't regret it.
You know, I've actually said this about Michelle since the beginning. Like, I think that when she first started TikTok, they were a lot more like harmless skits, maybe based off of something, but not targeted to a person. And she would do like those tip things I really liked, where she would like show receipts and like people's drunk ass like math or trying to figure it out. I thought that was funny. I think maybe as time has gone on in like a situation like this, it just seems like she ran out of content and was like, oh, well, I saw that. I could do something on
that. She was taking stuff more that was like, I mean, it wasn't her personal life, professional. I mean, yes, she takes a lot of stuff from her personal life, but like also now her professional life. And it's just like, it does affect other people. And again, it doesn't matter if your viewers know who it is. It's like, if she does, that's super fucking awkward. If you have to work with her, like, what are you doing? Sure. There's another one says, nah, if she asked you to take it down, you should have taken it down. That was disrespectful of you. That would have affected me too. And she says, you're right. At the end of the day, I don't regret anything, but in the future, it's noted that I probably should have taken the video down. Or just don't make it. I think it's pretty messed up that you wouldn't take it down when the coworker asked. That's more disrespectful. That's her life. And if you liked her, you'd respect her wishes to not. I don't know if that continued, but she responds, okay, maybe don't send your initial text attacking the fuck out of me and calling me names and just talk to me. Then I would have been more open to taking it down. Maybe that's just me.
It's important too that we haven't seen the text message. Like, we don't know how that girl came at her. I have been approached before in ways that I didn't appreciate, and so I didn't take things down, you know, that I was asked to take down, because I was like, I don't have to do anything.
But wasn't a coworker that you were gonna see regularly that was clearly upset about it? It's like, you shouldn't have made the video to begin with. It's not about taking it down.
Yeah, no, it was like shitty dates that I went on where I was like, I had every right to say that about you. Like, you're not a nice person. But yeah, the common sentiment is just, if someone that you worked with asked you to take it down, you should have just done it. And then she agrees, but also maybe sometimes doesn't.
I feel like the sentiment should be like, you shouldn't have made a video about someone you work with.
Someone said, as much as I want to sympathize, this is the kind of stuff you can expect when you make skits about people with or without their consent. And she responded, I'm not mad about that. I'm mad about the girl who started all this bullshit by posting a video. I'm suing her.
That's about the one that accused her of stealing the signs and the alcohol.
Yeah, which is like, she's kind of mixing everything. I'm lost at this point.
I know.
Anyway, this one is actually what I saw on my TikTok last night.
Oh, okay.
I got this fresh off the press.
Another bartender that was fired decides to weigh in.
All right. I've been getting a lot of questions about this from TikTok and other people texting me about it. I haven't been at Uncle Jesse's in almost a year. I took a management role up the street. So this is all I've done. This is all I've cared about. This is it. Two things I know for sure. I didn't like working with Michelle, and people don't get fired for no reason. And from the things that I've heard, the owners have plenty of reason to do the things that they did. I'm not going to speak on it because she's a public figure, whatever. I'm not going to get caught up in any defamation case or any bullshit. I don't have the time for it. She can keep that over there. I Yeah, I'm gonna keep my mouth shut on it.
Except not really.
Like, then why'd you make that video, sir? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I did actually. There was so many comments defending Michelle, which I think rightfully so, in the sense that, like, don't say you're not gonna talk about it and then talk about it just because, like, what is this?
And especially when that other girl had accused her of those things, and then he's going to throw in, like, I don't want to be accused of defamation or something. I don't think that there weren't probably reasons that a lot of normal bars probably would have not wanted her working there because of, like,
I wasn't even bartending.
I was doing a meet and greet, blah, blah. But it kind of fed the same rumors of, like, her maybe stealing stuff, because I feel like it kind of falls into that bucket. So, but she comments on it and says, I hate to know you didn't like working with me. I really liked you, Kenny.
That is kind of sad. Yeah. He sounds like he has a lot of tea on her, though. Like, probably she's done... I would not be surprised if someone sat down and was like, Michelle has done this, this, that, that. I'll be like, yeah, that makes sense.
I don't think that she's stolen stuff. I don't think she's done, like, things that are, like, actually punishable by law. I think she's just probably been obnoxious and, like, caused people some issues.
Alrighty, so there's been a bit of an update here. So when we filmed this, all we had was that Michelle left this comment on Kenny's TikTok. But like every other video we've ever filmed, something happened after we filmed, and that's that Kenny responded with this TikTok.
All right, let's put it this way. To any industry worker out there, let's say that you're at this bar and your coworker spends most of their shift on the other side of the bar or downstairs with the manager. How are you gonna feel about it when you have to evenly split tips with this person? But how do you handle it when this person has 5 million followers on TikTok and is dating one of the owners? Nothing you do is going to change the situation. It could get you fired, but nothing you say is going to fix it. You suck it up, you do your work, you go home. That's all I cared about. That's all I wanted to do. And is this whole begging to be in your TikToks? We're all sitting up there after we... worked the whole shift and closed, and you come up all bubbly talking about some fucking ideas. We're killing time. Who cares? We'll do the little video while we wait on our checks. That's all there was to it.
And then Michelle responded with this TikTok, despite her caption saying that she blocked Kenny and then kind of making fun of the fact that he would see it anyway.
Kenny, since you want clout so badly off of me, I'm about to say something and you're gonna feel so stupid in a second. This is a screenshot from a video he posted at the bar that we used to work at together, 4/12, April 12th. So the very next video that he posted was a video on 4/25 saying that he no longer works at that bar anymore. So it is safe to say that he left that bar that I was working at with him between the 12th and the 25th, right? There used to be this girl that would come in almost every night that we were open, and she loved to talk to the owner. One of the nights, one of the other bartenders, not Kenny, one of the other ones, comes up to me and says, hey, did you see his new little girlfriend? And I'm like, his who? Because mind you, I'm his girlfriend. So I'm like, what? And I just, like, walk down and I see them both talking together. They're laughing. And I'm like, huh, okay. Anyway, I go back to work. After the shift was over, I asked my boyfriend, also the owner, I was like, so who's that girl? He told me, which he had referenced her earlier for some service that he had done. I'm not going to tell you guys because then you'll know what profession she's in, and I'm not going to tell you. I can prove it because I was very upset about this. I'm like, everybody thinks that you're screwing her and you're not, but they still think it. And I was getting all these derogatory comments about it and stuff. And I just had to laugh it off and be like, yeah. On April 1st, it was a Monday. I took this screenshot, so my sister and I were hanging out that night, and I wanted to be able to show her. I blocked her out because I don't want to show her face on here. But I wanted to show my sister that everybody at work thinks that I'm screwing, that my boyfriend is screwing this girl. I wanted to show her. For over a month, the entire staff, besides me of course, was so convinced that the owner was fucking this girl, and he wasn't. Cause he's fucking me. He was coming home to my house after we left work. Yeah, so you wanna hop on here and talk about how you were fearful for your job. You didn't wanna say anything because I was dating the owner. None of y'all knew, okay? Anyone else wanna hop on here and lie about me? I got receipts for everything.
And I have to be so for real right now. I have no idea what this proves. Kenny could have very well noticed something and not said anything, which is literally what his TikTok is saying, that he was scared to speak up because she had so many followers and because if she was in a relationship with the owner and not pulling her weight because of that. Like, how do you really bring that up without causing a whole fucking thing and then having her do a story time on you or whatever the hell? So her receipt with like 25% of a picture of a blonde lady with a date on it, I don't know. It's just not really doing it for me, I guess. Maybe I'm dumb. And also, I find it very, very insane that for an entire month, the staff was convinced that her boyfriend was fucking another girl because he was so obviously flirting with her in front of the entire staff. Quite frankly, I find the relationship with the owner insane to begin with. And there was a lot of comments pointing that out as well, how unprofessional that is, despite, yes, that does happen, unfortunately, in a lot of workplaces, but it really shouldn't. And as much as Michelle wants to say that this changed absolutely nothing, if anything, it was like harder for her because he knew everything about her, even off of work. I don't know. It's hard to believe she didn't get special treatment, but maybe she really didn't. I don't know. All of this is very silly. None of the drama is like high stakes and it's all kind of stupid. So I'll just leave it at that. Okay, bye. All in all, I mean, I'm totally on her side here in terms of like, that seems like she didn't deserve to be fired.
Totally.
And it seems like a kind of shady situation. And that could happen a lot when owners switch or like even just random new additions are made to a job. It just changes the environment totally. And this was just an unfortunate case of that. So like, I know she'll be back on her bartending feet soon enough.
Well, oh, so then backing up to people being like, you should start your own bar, and you being like, well, I think she'd need someone to help. Well, she does have A with a lot of experience.
Oh my God, that's true. Yeah, I could see that happening.
There was a comment on something where someone said that they should start one together. And she was like, that's something we're talking about, or something that alluded to like, maybe. I don't think it'll happen anytime soon. I think it would be like she works in another
bar.
I
absolutely think that that is a horrible idea to open a bar with your boyfriend. Like, just genuinely, oh, like, well, do it yourself, find investors.
Also, with
don't
her,
open a bar with your boyfriend.
Her track record, like, yeah.
Like I said, I don't think she would be the best boss because she's so, like, lax about things that she shouldn't be. And then, like, also so intense about things that she should be lax. But it's very.
But
confusing.
Also, I mean, her track record with men that, like, don't get into a business venture with one after you
well,
already
yeah, no.
have,
in
like.
In general, I swear I would say that about anybody with a couple. Like, I just don't think that that's, like, a very smart idea.
But
unless,
more
like,
so with her.
You've been together forever and you're like married and you're like very, very sure that that's not going to end in, because it's just such a hard thing to do. Like, yeah. Even if you open it with a friend, it's hard. Yeah. But yeah, interesting. I will say, was it super intense and like a lot of, you know, nuggets of things? No, but I had a good time.
I had a better time than I thought I was going to, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, come on. She, I love covering her. I know some people hate it. There was a bunch of people in the Patreon comments that were like, please, anything but Michelle. And it's like, listen, I'm sorry, okay? Let me live my life. I like to cover her. I think that it's funny. And I think the way that she describes things is funny. There are things that I don't think are funny, okay? And yeah. That she has done things that are problematic as fuck in the past. And those haven't been fun. But this is a regular good old time for Michelle.
Like, if there's a situation that even if they normally are doing stuff wrong, I feel like we like to look at it objectively and be like, okay, yeah. Well, but in this one, she, again, rare W for Michelle.
Yeah. Did I have a bias and giggled at too many things? Yes, I did. But do I think you're in the wrong? In no world do I think she's in the wrong here.
No, I honestly feel bad. I'm glad that she doesn't rely on that income for like her and her family. So this isn't like super devastating, and she doesn't seem super devastated. She's more seems like frustrated and annoyed, but it's also given her more content, so cheers, Michelle.
Yeah, there you go. All right, cheers. Sorry about your job loss. Okay, are we ready to move on to a not fun topic? This is insane, and we actually were tagged so much. We haven't been tagged this much in a topic in a while on TikTok.
What were they actually tagging us in?
They were tagging us in like different videos covering it.
Okay. I was going to say, because there's not,
it was like people showing pictures
like TikToks
and like
about it.
No. So there's not, I don't think like an original video
or
that this originated from, right?
No, it's based on an Instagram story.
Okay. So there is an influencer by the name of Brooklyn Larson, and she was on So You Think You Could Dance. Mm-hmm. And she was gifted a Snoo bassinet. And I considered the Snoo when I had my babies because everyone swears that the Snoo is like a godsend. Like, you put your baby in that, they're gonna sleep the whole night. I don't even know what the fuck it actually does.
Apparently, it's a there's a sound machine and it like rocks the baby to sleep that. And like activates.
Does it actually rock?
That's what our researcher says. Our good friend Jamie Grayson, who is a
CPST.
Yeah, from we know him through our Janet Lauren saga. He's a car seat expert. I saw that he commented and said, "I've hated your company since Snoo came out. What disgusting behavior!"
Oh shit! So he like, the
so
Snoo.
I guess there's something wrong with the Snoo. I don't know what, but I believe Jamie.
Right. So it's super expensive. It's $1,700 brand new, but you can rent them. And I don't know how that works, but I decided against it pretty early on because I saw enough bad reviews that were like, this is overhyped. This doesn't do what they say it does. I was like, okay, you know what?
So maybe that's just
why. So I got like some Graco one because it like still rocks and it was great, but it just was like a fraction of the price. So that's the Snoo background, but it's like a cult thing. Like people adore it or hate it, but it's like everyone knows about the Snoo if you have a baby. And I guess that the company that makes Snoo is called Happiest Baby, is that right?
Correct. So I guess Happiest Baby gets into this like agreement. It's not a brand deal per se, but it's like they gifted Brooklyn a $1,700 Snoo, and it was like in exchange for tagging. I don't know if that's technically still gifting, because gifting there's not supposed to be a requirement.
Oh really?
Oh, maybe actually because it's so much money though.
No, I feel like there's a lot of situations where people are like, we'd love to gift you this entire thing, but they just want like one post in exchange or just one shout out.
Usually that's like, it's not like you're contractually bound though. Like they'd like you to, but you don't have to. Or at least my manager always put a caveat that it was like, she might not post.
Well, no, I've definitely had those instances, but I've also had people approach me saying, we will give you this in exchange for you posting about it.
Yeah.
So it depends on the brand. There's brands, some brands that give things without a caveat and then some brands that don't. But it seems like because of the price, and also in my experience, a lot of companies will give away baby stuff, but things like this, like really expensive baby gear, car seats, strollers, like I actually did get gifted a Duna with Noah, but the only reason I got gifted a Duna, which by the way is the best stroller ever, was because my mom knew like the marketing manager. And so she's like, my daughter has this. And so like we worked something out. They didn't approach me. Like they don't do that very often.
Yeah, so are you saying it's harder for...
I think so. I mean, maybe if you're like a family influencer or something, but I feel like Snoo's not like a small brand. Yeah, they would love an influencer to post about it, but I don't think that's like something they do super often. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't see a lot of people getting gifted a car seat for their toddler.
I don't know. Maybe she knew someone through So You Think You Can Dance. I don't know.
It could have been, yeah.
Because she was more in like a more of a mainstream world than like just being a random influencer. I don't know. But so they gift her this, but she had not had the baby yet. So they gifted it before.
Yeah, because everybody gets things prepped before, yeah. And trigger warning before we continue on, this is going to be discussing the passing of a baby. So unfortunately, her baby was stillborn and that's awful. And our condolences to her. It's just unimaginable. And the fact that we're even talking about this in general, insane. But that's just a trigger warning. I know that's a very sensitive topic and some people just don't want to, you know, they don't want to hear about it. So if you don't, we get it.
We aren't going to be going into it. No. Like, that's pretty much the extent of the details, but that is what this is all based on. So then obviously she doesn't end up posting. She does tell her audience that they ended up losing the baby. I think that was even like a while ago. It happened in like November of last year. But just recently, her sister, who has like 200,000 followers on Instagram, posts that apparently this company has reached out like 5 times requesting like to arrange to give it back.
I need to hear more because just that alone, it literally makes me want to punch something.
Yeah, they have some things that they've put out too, but this is the Instagram story that started all of it. And this was
recently. Gosh. It's the sister responding to a question that says, has Brooklyn felt supported during her grieving process? I love you both. And Kenna responds, super disappointed in a certain brand during this unimaginable time for my sister, namely Happiest Baby. And they tag them, who sent my sister a baby bassinet after my sister said she would tag them in content with her newborn baby. After sending an email regarding the content she wasn't able to send because her baby passed away, they demanded she send the bassinet back. The empty baby bassinet still sitting next to her bed because she didn't quote unquote deliver the content. I want you to think about why she couldn't deliver the content. I'm absolutely disgusted by a baby brand who promotes support for moms and babies that doesn't even have the decency to give her the space to grieve the bassinet she never got to fill. It's all business for brands like these, you know? I used and have promoted this company for years, and now I feel regretful I ever did. On another note, at Factor Meals, period. Hasn't stopped sending her meals during all of this. Oh my God, that's nice. Regardless of the fact, my sister never went live with her last obligation with them on the day Rocky passed away. I'm gonna start sharing more of the companies who have really supported her, treating her situation with grace and empathy and not like a transaction. I see you and notice you, so thank you. My rant is over. It's really like, it lacks a lot of humanity. I kind of want to hear though, like,
their excuse.
First of all, what could they possibly say? It's like, we didn't know. Or like, how would you not know? It's on social media, isn't it?
So it's like, the timeline is the problem for me. Someone responds to that story and says they're deleting any comment in support of Brooklyn. And she posts that and says, signing off because this is just getting more upsetting. Happiest baby, do better. Not allowing others to support her as you have done the same. So she's pissed at Happiest Baby. So then after that, their first response is to respond to a comment that they pinned on an unrelated post on Instagram. So it's just like a random...
Which, okay, people are coming to your post and they're asking about it, but maybe don't make that your fucking only response and then just be like, we'll just pin it.
They have responded. They put out an official statement since then, but this was their go-to. And they responded to a few comments, I guess, where it's just the same thing. But it says, again, this is on an unrelated post. They didn't make a new post because they were getting a bunch of backlash. It's on just an existing random post that then they responded to a comment. They said, we were devastated to learn of Rocky's passing. In December, we sent flowers to Brooklyn's home and shared our condolences in a note to her manager, with whom we communicated. Content was never a consideration, and at no time did we mention anything about content or obligation since her loss. We offered her team, not her directly, to respect her privacy, to set up a courier pickup to help alleviate a potentially painful trigger. In our experience, some grieving families prefer to have certain items removed from their homes. Our entire mission is to support families, and it pains us to know that Brooklyn's experience with us did not reflect that. We have apologized directly to Brooklyn for any additional hurt we may have caused. The well-being of families is and always will be our utmost priority. So they basically are saying, we were trying to take it off her hands so it didn't like make her more upset.
No, fuck you.
But
no.
Then Kenna responds to that and says, demanding the bassinet be shipped back in 5 separate emails isn't an offer.
Yeah, I would say so. I would, first of all, one email is already offensive. I'm just trying to put myself in her shoes, and it's impossible to, but like, you have all the baby stuff. Mm-hmm. She was about to give birth. She had everything set up. Having a brand come and take it away is not what helps. You know what helps? Having your time to grieve with it.
Like,
not have to think about that. And then when the time comes, you decide what makes you feel better. Does it make you feel better to get rid of it? Does it make you feel better to save it for your next child? Does it make you feel better to give it to a family member so they can use it and you could see them use it? Whatever the fuck it is, let her figure that out. If she wanted it out, she could just take it to Goodwill.
That's like, what I was just gonna say. I'm like, even if she didn't like want it in her presence anymore, I don't think she would give it back to the brand. You gave it to her. And that actually brings me back to, like, I don't think, unless they signed a contract, which usually you don't for gifting situations, she wasn't obligated to post about it. And obviously, it's like, she wasn't obligated to give it back if she didn't use it either. So like, leave her alone. And you gave it to her, that's where it ends. It's not yours anymore.
Absolutely. That literally makes no sense. And I think that they're like scrambling and trying to find a reason to like, oh, well, we were just trying to help her. But literally, you having sent flowers, like, you are well aware of the baby's passing. Like, they sent flowers in December. So if that happened in November, this is just a few months later that she lost her child.
When that they sent,
what the fuck is wrong with you?
5 emails? I mean, and I will say, we don't have proof of the 5 emails, but like, there's another statement that it's like, we believe them. Then someone else comments, her name is Whitney Carson. She says, very disappointed in your brand and the way you have handled the situation with Brooklyn. Be better for future mothers. Lost me as a customer and supporter. And then Happiest Baby responds and says, hi, Whitney Carson. We're sorry to hear this. And as a brand that supports families during their parenting journey, we would never discuss content at a time like this, nor did we do so in this instance. We are heartbroken for Brooklyn and her family following the tragic loss of her baby boy. It has been our experience that some group, and they say basically the same, it's literally like copy and pasted the same thing as the one they commented before. Literally,
so they're claiming we never discussed content, we just discussed picking it up. But also, what is important to note there is, let's say you didn't discuss content and you just reached out 5 times and said like, hey, we're happy to set up a courier service. That very much gives,
we
you
want
can't
it back.
Post, so yeah, we give it back.
Yeah,
that is insane. And it doesn't, like, unless you're stressing, like, I mean, stressing that you're really just trying to help, and like, we don't want you to have to deal with that or look at it, whatever. Even then, I would be so offended.
If she didn't respond the first time, then like,
yeah,
what?
Leave her alone.
It's not even like, oh, we're gonna like remind you that you didn't post content. It's like, hey, since you don't have to use it, it's an even more direct thing. Exactly. So it's like, fuck off. Yeah.
There's no world that's not offensive. No. Like, I would have just been fuming.
Then there are other comments from other So You Think You Could Dance alumni. One of the Mormon wives comments on it. Basically, a lot of other influencers. There's a lot of verified check marks that are commenting on that, being like, do better. How dare you? Blah, blah. And then after all of the backlash, they finally release an official statement, and it's an exclusive to today.com, and it's a spokesperson says, the company sincerely apologizes for the misguided and ill-conceived communication sent to Larson's management from one of its team members. One of its team members. So they're blaming like one employee.
They always do. Yeah.
We cannot express more emphatically our deepest sympathy for what she and her family have been through following the loss of her son. The statement reads in part, what was intended to be an effort to provide assistance clearly was a mistake that added to Brooklyn's grief, for which we are truly sorry. We have taken internal steps to make sure it never happens again. What Brooklyn faced was a tragedy beyond comprehension, and we are heartbroken for her loss.
So they're just still standing by, we were trying to help her.
Yep. I mean, it's not like they're about to be like, hey, we just wanted our snoo back.
I mean, I know. They had to find some way to say it. I personally cannot wrap my head around if it's five emails, that's insane. Like, there's no way you were just trying to help. You just wanted it back. I just don't understand how they thought that that was going to go over well. Like, they're citing all this stuff of like, in our experience, sometimes it helps people. And when has that ever actually helped someone? We need to talk about it, because otherwise I think you're pulling that out of your ass. If I had just lost my kid, I don't want you showing up to my house. I don't want you, nothing. Leave me the fuck alone. I never want to do a brand deal again. Go away. Like, it's just like, what the fuck?
Even if you wanted to be like, sure. Well, someone suggested that and other people were like, yeah, that's a good idea. Weird. But like, again, one email, still inappropriate. Five?
Yeah, two is overkill. Yeah,
are you five kidding? Like, criminal. What do you mean?
She wouldn't just say five if it wasn't five.
No, for sure.
So I don't think she's lying at all.
No, and that excuse that they put forth of like, well, we just wanted to like make sure she didn't have, like, we wanted to help her. You could maybe claim that like someone did just have a misguided attempt to like get it off their hands if there was one email. The second there's two, three, four, five, it's like, that's weird. And how would anyone have ever been like, yep, we should definitely keep following up, see if they want us to take it.
It breaks my heart too, because like seeing her sister come on and have to say it for her, because she's experiencing so much pain. Like, I know my family would do that for me too, if they needed to. And it's just like, I cannot imagine how she's feeling right now. And then to have this stupid fucking, I hate brands sometimes. I really do. But like, when you lose, especially Snoo being Snoo, where everyone's like, oh my God, it's Snoo, I want to stay. They fucked themselves over, because literally they had nothing but good press before this. Even the people who left bad reviews, whatever. This, you've lost moms. Like, literally anybody that knows about this is going to say, fuck you, I don't need a Snoo.
It reminds me of not a similar situation at all, but like same kind of weird vibe that Kite Baby, when it was like they didn't support the employee who needed to, I don't remember, she needed to like go
maternal leave, I think.
Where it's like, that goes against like your entire brand, where it's like, we're supportive of mothers. And then it's like, you do something like this and it's like, no, you're a brand. Like, it doesn't give a fuck.
They're always just a brand. Yeah. They are always just a brand.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. New models may be shown.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
But also, I was going to comment on that part in particular. I'm like, so how do you help mothers exactly? You sell them $1,700 bassinets?
Exactly.
Is that how you help?
Well, you overcharge them for things that they don't really need to begin with? Great.
Yeah. Cool. And they sell themselves too as this like cure-all. So I have seen so many mothers comment on the fact that it didn't work for them and feeling this like desperation because they thought that spending that amount of money was going to be their saving grace and it wasn't. And it's just like, so, you know, just shut the fuck up, Snoo. Like maybe stop talking because you are not only like already you have faults within your business model and I think it is a little bit too expensive for what it is. Now you did this. So I think they fucked up. There wasn't anything they could say that I was going to be like, oh no, period. That makes sense. That I was going to be totally on their side. But this, it just seems like they were like, oh, we could really grab onto that. We were trying to help her. We were trying to just take it. We didn't want her to do content. Well,
actually, out of curiosity, I'm going to look really fast. That was 6 days ago that post came out. At least 5 days ago was when they had originally posted their statement in that unrelated Instagram. It wasn't until yesterday that they put out the official statement with today. So it took them like at least four more days for them to do it. So it was like only after all of the other people had commented on that post and been like shitting on them. And they were like, oh shit, this isn't going to go away. We have to say something.
Honestly, it's so much more than drama. It's just so inconsiderate. It's so nasty. It proves how much like consumerism and just like in general, it breeds greed and like a lack of humanity. Like it just really makes people just lose their sense of like connection with others. Cause that's what this is.
What a company is willing to like compromise any kind of integrity or like just compassion for $1,700?
Yeah. To them, that's nothing.
Like, especially when your product costs $1,700 and it's successful. Like, no one would have had to do this. Doesn't matter if you're not a huge company, but it seems like they are. And they still were like, got to get our product back. Like, fuck off.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, that's pretty much it. That was a quicker topic, but I feel like we spent a lot of time too on Michelle, and this one was like sad and made me very upset. And so I didn't want to even linger on it for too long anyway, but I did want to bring awareness because obviously the sister posted about it because it is frustrating and wanted to call out the brand. So Happiest baby, Snoo, fuck you.
Otherwise, that's it. Sending the best to Brooklyn. I can't even imagine.
Literally. I hate even saying like, I'm sorry, my condolences, because it feels so like, what does it do? But like, sincerely, I hope you're okay, queen.
And certainly this is not something you should have had to deal with.
No, never in a million years. Okay. Well, a much needed, we love the internet.
Yes. Speaking of, I spoke to Lacey.
Oh yeah.
About my post last
week. We love the internet mishap.
Yeah. And the comments are just ripping me apart. They're just dragging me. And it's like, oh my God, they're also dragging you though, because it's all Lily and Jesse have switched spots.
No. Well, no, that's not dragging me. It's giving me my moment to switch spots. I accept that.
Okay. Lacey said that like, well, you aren't the only one. A lot of people commented. I was like, here's the situation. When we watched it on the show, it was only the second time I'd seen it. It's not like I watched it back 80 times.
Oh my God.
Then when I did look closer, I was like, you're right. I'm really dumb. She said it was a toy that came with her friend's daughter's meal. And it's just a little tiny thing.
I knew it. People were comparing it a lot that they were like the blades of grass. Like, why didn't you look at the fucking grass?
Lily, come on. Anyway, go follow Lacey's account. It has other good content.
Oh, my God. Okay. Mine's going to be about poop.
Great.
It's a TikTok of this girl's dad and mom who went on a cruise and clogged the toilet, and they don't know English. And so they were trying to like practice how they were gonna tell like the cleaning person that the toilet was clogged.
Oh my God.
So the caption says, mommy and papi clogged the toilet on a cruise. So papi was practicing his English on how to tell the maintenance man.
Oh my God.
Limpieza.
No.
Entonces, vos me acercás y me decís.
How are you? The toilet is full. A lot of poop. Well, this is big poop. This is not my poop. The poop is small one. I don't know. Maybe this is my wife. Thank you.
Maybe this is my wife. I don't know.
Little poop.
I do very little poop. Actually, if you do very little poop, you need to go to the doctor because that's not normal.
Oh my God, that's funny. Oh God, I have a couple great animal ones. Let me pick.
You?
I know, shocking.
Animal ones?
I know.
Me? Poop ones? What's going on today?
There's actually two. One I just sent to my mom because it was so cute and they're similar vibes, but I guess I'll go with this one. It says he doesn't sit, he boings.
He's like a little bunny.
And that is why I was bringing up the other one I found, because it's a little corgi and it was like, we thought he would, you know what? It was a sad ending. Well, we should do two.
Oh my, I knew it. When she started describing it, I knew it was coming.
You know, everyone said hopping is just a puppy phase and it's a little corgi.
Oh my God.
But wait, it just gets better and better.
I was about to say, is that a puppy?
Yeah, it is a puppy, but they show it just keeps getting older and it's like, we waited. and waited, and he just keeps hopping, and it's now he's an adult. He says, but apparently we brought home part bunny, part corgi.
Oh my god.
So he doesn't run so like cute. With his, he does both front feet at the same time. Look at him. He just hops along.
That's so cute. Are you kidding me? I want a hopping corgi.
I know. I just want a corgi, period. It's one of my dreams.
I know. They're so fucking cute.
Anyway.
That's okay, it. Guys. Well, anyway, that's all we've got for you today. I hope you enjoyed. And just a reminder, if you want to vote on Friday topics, you can become a patron and let your voice be heard.
You can also see Jesse's cord disaster.
Yeah, you can. I mean, if you want to. But anyway, that's all we've got for you. Hope you enjoyed. And as always, we hope you have a wonderful weekend and we will see you on Monday. Bye.
Cheers.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.